So as you listen, open your heart, allow God to speak to you.
Come to the table.
Write it down, tuck it away,
come
let God
to
speak.
The table of rest. Come to the table.
Consider the bird in its mother's nest. If a storm should tear branch from tree, fling it to the ground, the mother would search, find it among the bushes, shore up the broken twigs, and continue to feed her offspring. How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. The heart of God is a deft thing, indirect, subtle, until it holds a megaphone, but it never blares. It is heard in the quiet place. It is known in the stillness of peace. It is seen in the fullness of love, and the fullness of love is multifaceted as a snowflake. We cannot predict its features, but we can always predict its core. God is love. The rest is semantics. Whether I stand or sit or kneel in prayer, I am not caught in time nor held in space, but thrust beyond this posture, I am where time and eternity are face to face, where crossbar and upright hold the one in agony and in all love's embrace. A child bird too long alone becomes sickly, skinny, maybe even skeletal. It cannot feed itself, it cannot leave the nest. To heal, it must, in the presence of its father, open its mouth and take in nourishment. Lord, you are the healer of my heart, and I could never break beyond repair. You are the guard of my way, and I could never stray beyond recovery. Is not creation an expression of the love that God is? But where does that leave humans here in the quiet places, making our songs and carving our walls with the profound and the sacred? We try to discover the secrets of a universe already open to us. So what is love that we are something to it? What is love that we are held in its embrace as we kick and we scream and cry and bite and cut and bruise and whip and wound? What is love that we would behold it every day and turn to our neighbor to say, this is only ordinary, and yet the sun still rises? What is love that we should receive its beauty each day, even when we deny the need for aesthetic pleasure? What is love? It occurs to me, say the wind-tossed grasses beneath the fence, that love not extended to oneself is not extended to others. We do not inhabit a space of perfection, by which I mean flawlessness, not wholeness. And here where we live, God feeds us. And so we are made perfect, whole, not flawless. We fly by his grace. We grow fat on his love. God is love, and love is the dweller of my heart. I'm amazed at how deep your love is. Show me more. I can never get enough of you, though you're here every day. Drown me in your sweetness.
Please.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Who is this Son Jesus? I'll tell you a story. As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted out at him from across the road, across the crowd, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them, told them to be quiet. They cried even louder, "Master, have mercy on us. Mercy, Son of David." Jesus stopped and called over, "What do you want from me?" They said, "Master, we want our eyes opened. We want to see." These blind men lived each day at the side of the road begging, a hopeless, monotonous life. Was there a possibility for a new life? Deeply moved, Jesus touched their eyes. They had their sight back in an instant and joined the procession. Did you see that? Jesus moved to the other side of the road, through the crowd, so close he could touch them. This is where he is, close enough to touch us. My beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. This is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. I'll never forget the trouble, the utter lostness, the taste of ashes, the poison I've swallowed. I remember it all. Oh, how well I remember the feeling of hitting the bottom. But I've experienced his love. He has walked with me up out of that pit. It is a path of forgiveness and healing. The past can't be changed. The past can't be changed, but I am set free. There's one other thing I remember, and remembering, I keep a grip on hope. God's loyal love can't run out. His merciful love can't dry up. His compassions are created new every morning. My prayer. I ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit. Not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength. That Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's hope. Reach out and experience the breadth, test its length, plumb the depths, rise to the heights, live full lives, full in the fullness of God. Fall.